three black spheres form the head and ears of a Mickey Mouse symbol. Disney Videos.
Walt Disney presents. Against a starry sky, giraffes are grazing. Leaves scamper past them with a message. Elephants are reflected in a shallow pool. Monkeys hop from tree to tree. Birds flutter across a full white moon.
Night and the spirit of life calling.
Other animals get in line, making their way towards a pointed rock ledge.
Wait! There's no mountain too great. Hear the words and have faith. Oh, have faith. He lives in you. He lives in me. He watches over everything we see. Into the water. Into the truth. In your reflection. He lives in you.
Zazie, the wise monkey, greets Simba the Lion King and his mate Nala, in her mouth a tiny lion cub. The blue-faced monkey takes the cub and raises it above his head, presenting it to the animals below. With a yellow halo of light around him, the image of the great King Mufasa smiles down from the sky as the stream of leaves wafts past the baby. Simba, with his flame-red mane, smiles happily at Nala. Monkey anoints the lion cub. Its worried look breaks into a big smile as its mother licks it. Watching this a few feet away is the farting warthog Pumbaa and the skinny meerkat Timon.
Ah, Pumbaa, look at that little guy. A chip off the old block. And you gotta know who's gonna raise him.
His parents?
Okay, sure, get technical. But who's gonna teach him the really important stuff? Like how to belch. And dig for grubs. I'm telling you, buddy, it's gonna be like old times. You, me, and the little guy.
Zazie giggles.
It is a girl.
Girl!
Girl! Oi!
Pumbaa and Timon faint. The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. It's a blue sky day in the Pride Lands. The baby cub scoots to the edge of the pointed rock, grinning with anticipation, her yellow eyes peering down at the red plains below.
Wow!
She leaps off the ledge.
Whoa!
She's lifted off the ground by Simba.
Where do you think you're going in such a hurry?
Daddy! Let go!
Now, I just want you to be careful.
She tries to cuff a butterfly.
Kiara, are you listening? Accidents can happen. You could easily get hurt or
stepped on, or even get lost.
And remember, I want you to stay in sight of Pride Rock at all times.
At all times, I know. And if I see any strangers, don't talk to them. Come straight home. Okay, okay, can I go now? Please?
Very funny.
Mind your father, Kiara.
Yes, Mom.
And stay away from the Outlands.
Nothing there but a bunch of backstabbing, murderous outsiders.
Zazu's right. You can't turn your back on them.
Really? How come?
Never mind. Just run along now.
But, Dad, I...
You'll understand someday. Go on.
Dad...
She nuzzles against her dad's strong paw and scampers off.
and stay on the path I've marked for you.
Oh, Simba, who does she remind you of,
Huh? What? Who?
She's just like you were when you were young.
Exactly. Do you realize the dangers we put ourselves in?
You mean the dangers you put us in?
Nala playfully pins Simba down and gives him a lick.
She'll be fine.
Nala gracefully saunters back towards their cave. Simba looks unconvinced.
Hey, Timon, Pumbaa, come here.
Good morning, Mon Capitan.
I want you to keep a close watch on Kiara. You know she's bound to run off.
Don't worry, Simba. We're on her like stink on a warthog.
Hey!
It's a hard truth, Pumbaa. Live with it.
Guys, I'm counting on you. Danger could be lurking behind every rock.
Timon peers left and right. And seated on Pumbaa's head, the two of them trot off to carry out Simba's order. Down in the grassy plain...
Hey, wait! Come back!
Kiara's chasing a butterfly.
I just want to play!
The red and black butterfly settles on a rock.
Mighty hunter has cornered her prey.
She pounces. The butterfly flutters off. The cub's yellow eyes widen as she sees unknown waters in another great plain below her. She sits transfixed on a low rock above a small pond, unaware that behind her in the yellow grass, something is moving towards her. She turns. She backs away and topples over into the pond.
Oh, don't worry, Kiara! Uncle Pumbaa's coming!
Oh, no! Oh, let's see... Gee, Simba, the good news is we found your daughter. The bad news is we dropped a warthog on her. Is there a problem with that?
Kiara?
Pumbaa, let me define babysitting!
The warthog steps back to let Kiara come up for air.
Sorry. Now, Princess Kiara, as Simba's daughter, you know better than to go off all alone. You could have been hurt.
Hurt? Oh, Simba would kill us. You didn't slip a disc, did you? Catch a fever? Get a hangnail?
Timon.
I had one once.
Very painful.
Excruciating. Darling, with your complexion, you should stay out of the sun. What? Do you want a wrinkle?
Will somebody please just listen to me?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Did you say something, Princess?
I'm not just a princess, you know. That's only half of who I am.
Oh, who's the other half?
Well, while you're figuring it out, let's eat!
With his tusks, Pumbaa levers up a fallen log.
Grubs! The other white meat!
And so high in protein.
Ew! Gross!
No? How about you, big boy?
Pumbaa sniffs the platter of bugs.
Ah! Love grubs!
Not like
love!
Oh, you always do that. You take a bite out of every one and then put it back. It drives me crazy.
But you can't tell from the outside which are the real slimy ones.
Slimy? Pumbaa, my corpulent compadre, it's the crunchy ones that make the meal.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Let's fill it.
Tastes good.
Let's fill it.
Tastes good.
Engrossed, they don't notice Kiara slip away, heading off towards the outlands. The light beginning to fade as she scampers towards the unknown waters. Across a huge tree trunk above a stream. Somersaulting off the end into the path of a dark brown male lion cub.
Pridelander.
Kiara backs away from the menacing young male and sidesteps the snarling stranger.
What are you doing?
My father says to never turn your back on an outsider.
You always do what Daddy says?
No, bet you do. Bet you're Daddy's little girl.
An outsider doesn't need anybody. I take care of myself.
Really?
The cub hops onto a rock in the water. Kiara follows him, not realizing the rock is a crocodile. A As the croc snaps open its massive jaws, the two cubs scramble onto a tall rock in the water.
This way!
They leap away from the snarling jaws of death, hopping and skipping from one rock to another. With shoulders heaving, they stop to catch their breath.
That was a close one.
Yeah.
Their rock lifts them into the air. More reptiles. The cubs stare at the rows of gleaming white teeth, and Kiara jumps onto the nearest tree trunk.
Hey, what about me?
I'll distract them! Run!
He leaps from one deadly, scaly stepping stone to another and is thrown into the water. The soaked cub comes up for air, only to see the monster croc heading towards him. And on the tree branch, Kiara sees her attacker head towards him as well.
Look out!
The brown cub looks trapped.
No! Move it!
He scales onto a branch, Kiara close behind. The croc bites the branch. Kiara, clinging onto it, begins to wobble. Summoning her strengths, she leaps onto the riverbank where her new friend is waiting. Their eyes as wide as saucers, they peer over the edge of the bank at the crocs below.
I did it.
She blows a raspberry.
I did it! Oh, man, did you see the size of those teeth? They were going, rah, 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 rah. He just totally ate me up right there. And I jumped on his head, and my bugs were so good. We'd be such a good team. But you are really brave.
Yeah, you are pretty brave, too. My name's Kovu.
I'm Kiara.
Crouching in the grass, an adult female lion growls.
Tag, you're it!
Kovu doesn't move.
Tag, you're it! You're it!
Hello? You run, I tag. Get it?
Kovu stares.
What's the matter? Don't you know how to play?
Oh.
Simba roars in anger. The mystery female bares her teeth in reply.
Zira.
Simba?
As Zira crouches to attack, she sees Simba's not alone. Behind him, Nala and Pumbaa with Timon.
Nala.
Zira.
Timon. Pumbaa. Great, now that we all know each other.
Get out of Pride Lands!
Your Pride Lands.
The dark-skinned lioness snarls at Timon. He hides in Pumbaa's fringe.
These lands belong to Scar.
I banished you from the Pride Lands. Now you and your young cub. Get out!
The two cubs look scared.
Oh, haven't you met my son, Kovu? He was hand-chosen by Scar to follow in his paw prints and become king.
Simba growls in anger. Young Kovu trembles with fear.
That's not a king! That's a fuzzy maraca!
Kovu was the last born before you exiled us to the Outlands. Where we have little food, less water.
You know the penalty for returning to the Pride Lands.
But the child does not. However, if you need your pound of flesh, here.
She pushes Kovu towards Simba and grins at him with an evil glint.
Take him and get out. We're finished here.
He picks up Kiara by the scruff of her neck.
Oh no, Simba. We have barely begun.
Kiara gulps at Zira's evil smile. The scrawny lioness turns and snatches up her son. His frightened eyes look towards the equally unhappy Kiara.
Why?
Being carried away by her father.
Why?
With Zazu flying above them, the somber party makes its way back towards Pride Rock. Simba with little Kiara still dangling from his jaws.
Simba?
Nala smiles encouragingly at Simba and goes on walking. Gently, he drops Kiara onto a rock, her ears drooping with embarrassment. She grins at her dad. Simba frowns at her and her smile fades.
Kiara, what did you think you were doing? You could have been killed today.
But Daddy, I didn't mean to disobey.
I'm telling you this because I love you. I don't want to lose you.
I know.
If something happened to you, I don't know what I'd do. One day I won't be here, and I need you to carry on in my place. You are part of the great circle of
life, I know.
Exactly, and you need to be careful. As future queen...
What if I don't want to be queen? It's no fun.
That's like saying you don't want to be a lion.
It's in your blood, as I am. We are part of each other.
With her back to him, she sniffs. Ooh. He nudges her and sends her sliding off the rock. Simba cocks his head and gives her a big white grin. She grins back and lets him nuzzle her.
As you go through life, you'll see there is so much that we don't understand.
A bluebird flaps its wings.
And the only thing we know is things don't always go the way we planned. But you'll see every day that we'll never turn away. When it seems all your dreams come undone, we will stand by your side, filled with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are, we are one.
A newborn wildebeest finds its feet. A family of four monkeys, one behind the other, chomp in rhythm. A baby hippo hops from its mum's head to its dad's, and then splat into the water, and then out of the water, on its mum and dad's head.
If there's so much I must be, can I still just be me? The way I am. Can I trust in my own heart, or am I just one part of some big plan?
Even those who are gone are with us as we go on. Your journey has only begun. Tears of pain, tears of joy, one thing nothing can destroy. Is our pride deep inside, we are one.
Against an orange sunset sky, Simba and Kiara bound for home, past grazing zebra, giraffes, antelope, elephants, and ostriches.
We are one, you and I, we are like the earth and sky, one family under the sun. That you need, you will find when you see we are one.
As they reach Pride Rock, Simba looks back at Kiara's anxious little face with an encouraging smile.
As long as you live here, it's who you are.
He gives his frowning daughter a fatherly lick and a pat.
You'll understand someday.
And he bounds up onto the rock, glancing at her over his shoulder. Kiara, still looking fed up, notices a bluebird fluttering up near the rock. Her face breaks into a grin. The bluebird hovers above her head, then flits off across the plain. Kiara gives a resigned smile and watches as the bird flies off towards the big yellow sun. Far away in the outlands where elephant bones litter the ground among the bare rocks, skinny grey lionesses paw the earth and squabble. A scrawny young male sidles up to a young female cub, tearing at a root.
Kovu, Kovu, Kovu. Scar wasn't even his father. He just took him in.
Oh, hey, Vitani. Where's little termite Kovu?
The chosen one.
Vitani's catapulted backwards by the breaking root.
Nuka, where's Kovu? Did you leave him out there on his own again?
Hey, it's every lion for himself out here. That little termite's gotta learn to be on his own.
Mother's gonna be mad. She told you to watch him.
Oh, who cares? I should have been the chosen one. I'm the oldest, I'm the strongest, I'm the smartest. Oh, these termites!
Nuka ties himself in knots, trying to scratch his itches.
I could be a leader if she'd just give me a chance.
You're right. Why don't you tell that to her?
Yeah? Don't think I won't!
Oh, yeah? Here's your chance.
What? Oh, Mother! Mother, hi!
Mother, I caught some field mice for your dinner. I left it by the... Okay.
Zero walks past him.
Hey, Kovu. What a fight!
You were supposed to be watching him.
It's not his fault. I went off on my own.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
Who has made us outsiders?
Simba.
Who killed Scar?
Simba!
What have I told you about them?
I'm sorry, Mother. Oh, she didn't seem so bad. Oh, I thought we could be...
Friends? You thought you'd get to the daughter, and Simba would welcome you with open arms? What an idea! What an idea! You brilliant child. I'm so proud of you. You have the same conniving mind that made Scar so powerful.
Zira smells at Nuka. She picks up Kovu and pads away, leaving Nuka behind.
Chosen one.
She carries the cub down a long, dark corridor up to their den and drops him into his hollowed tree trunk bed.
I now see the path to our glorious return to power.
But I don't want...
Hush! Hush, my little one. You must be exhausted. Sleep, my little Kovu. Let your dreams take wing. One day when you're big and strong, you will be a king.
Good night.
Good night, my little prince. Tomorrow your training intensifies. I've been exiled, persecuted, left alone with no defense. When I think of what that brute did, I get a little tense. But I dream a dream so pretty that I don't feel so depressed. Cause it soothes my inner kitty and it helps me get some rest. The sound of Simba's dying gasp. His daughter squealing in my grasp. His lioness's mournful cry. That's my lullaby. Now the past I've tried forgetting, and my foes I could forgive. Trouble is, I know it's petty, but I hate to let them live.
So you found yourself somebody who'll chase Simba up a tree.
Oh, the battle may be bloody, but that kind of works for me. The melody of angry growls, a counterpoint of painful howls.
Yeah!
A symphony of death, oh my, that's my lullaby. Scar is gone, but Zira's still around to love this little lad. Till he learns to be a killer with a lust for being bad.
Pairs of yellow lion's eyes watch her.
Sleep, you little termite. I mean precious little thing.
One day when you're big and strong,
you will be a king.
Zira's lionesses approach her.
The pounding of the drums of war. The thrill of Kovu's mighty roar.
The joy of
testify!
I can hear the cheering.
Kovu, what a guy.
Hey, that time is nearing, and then our flag will fly against a blood-red sky.
And leaves swirl towards the great baobab tree where Zaziki, the blue-faced monkey, is painting.
Oh, Mufasa, every day Kiara grows more beautiful into a queen that will someday make us all very proud. But this cub Kovu grows stronger and Zira fills his heart with hate. I'm very worried, Mufasa. Things are not going well, no?
His white whiskers flutter in the breeze.
You have a plan?
One of his magic seed pods falls to the ground and splits.
What?
The monkey holds up the two halves of the pod and looks at his wall drawings of the two cubs.
Kovu? Kiara? Together? This is the plan? Are you crazy? This will never work. Oh, Mufasa, you've been up there too long. Your head is in the clouds.
He folds his arms in protest.
Okay. I don't think this is going to work, but I trust you. I just hope you know what you are doing.
The monkey wags his finger at Mufasa's breeze as it swirls back up into the sky. In the Outlands, Zira.
You are ready.
Inspects her fully grown son.
Nice. Very nice. You have the same blackness in your soul that Scar had. What is your destiny?
I will avenge Scar. Take his place in the Pride Lands.
Yes. What have I taught you?
Simba is the enemy.
And what must you do?
I must kill him.
Kumu sits still like a robot as the lionesses in the dark cave roar their approval. In the Pride Lands, the sky is blue and the earth is golden. At Pride Rock, two rows of lionesses wait in attendance as Nala pads towards Simba.
This is Kiara's first hunt down.
Simba gives a worried sigh.
There she is.
Past the blue-faced monkey.
Kiara.
And Zazu towards Pumbaa and Timon.
Aha!
You can do it.
It's your day.
How you grow.
Kiara, now a sleek young lady, walks towards her parents and nuzzles her mother.
You'll do just fine.
Daddy, you have to promise to let me do this on my own. Promise?
Simba looks at Nala for her opinion.
All right. I promise.
Kiara nuzzles her dad. Timon and Pumbaa are moved to tears. Kiara, smiling up at Simba, breaks free, bounds to the edge of the rock ledge, and looks out over the plain. With a glance over her shoulder at her proud parents, she starts to make her way down. Out of view of the lionesses, Simba whispers to Pumbaa and Timon.
Make sure she doesn't get hurt.
The warthog and meerkat shrug as if they didn't hear, and quietly whiz off the ledge. Down on the plain, Kiara is creeping through the grass. Antelope raise their heads in alarm and gallop off, with Kiara behind them. In the Outlands, Nuka and Vitani come to the entrance of the dark and steamy Elephant Cemetery Cave.
This place is even creepier since the hyenas ran off. I'm not scared, okay?
His sister has leapt down into the cave.
I just don't know why we have to be here, that's all. If Kovu is so special, why does he need us? I never even had a chance!
A funnel of fire shoots up from the ground. Vitani rolls her eyes.
That's it!
She grabs a burning twig.
Oh, come on! Kiara has started her hunt. We have to move quickly.
Reluctantly, Nuka dips his twig into the flames and finds his courage.
Fire!
Out on the plain, Pumbaa's tail acting like a periscope looks around. Timon's head pops up. They're right next to each other. They scoot off, moving through the grass like a speedy worm. Pumbaa darts up a tree. Down again. And up another tree. Timon dives into a fallen hollow, and Pumbaa's by a rock.
Tango Charlie Alpha, what's your position?
Upright, head turned slightly to the left, tail erect.
Why do I bother?
Timon peers out of the hollow and sees Kiara by a rock.
Aha.
Kiara walks over some pebbles. The nearby antelope prick up their ears and gallop away, with the young lion too far behind. Pumbaa and Timon, waiting in the long grass, see the thundering hooves coming towards them.
Play.
And behind them, Kiara.
Timon, what are you doing here?
Shopping. We thought a nice pelt for the den, some throw pillows, a little potpourri.
My father sent you. After he promised to let me do this on my own, he lied.
No, he just doesn't want you to get hurt.
I should have known he'd never give me a real chance. I'll do this on my own, away from the Pride Lands.
And she's gone.
Hey, wait! Come back!
Come back here!
With Timon on his back, Pumbaa gallops off into the grass.
Uh-oh. She's gone!
gone again! Somebody's gotta get a beeper for this kid!
Still scowling, Kiara stops for breath, looking round to make sure she's lost them. She walks on, unaware that up on a hill, Vitani and Nuka are watching her.
Let's light fire!
They set fire to the ground. Nuka makes a circle of fire with him in the middle.
Roasty taste, princess, roasty taste, princess.
Hey, is it hot in here or is that just me?
Fire!
He rockets out of the ring of fire.
Come on!
His sister whips him away. On the plain, antelope are grazing. Kiara's watching them. One looks up and starts to run. The others follow. Late again, Kiara leaps out and watches them disappear over the hill. She sees flames lapping the top of the hill and the antelope galloping back towards her. She turns tail and bounds away. High above the flames, Zira and Kovu watch her.
The plan is in motion. Go!
Kovu obeys. On Pride Rock, Simba is pacing nervously, watched by Zazu.
Don't worry, Simba. She'll be fine. What could happen?
Simba sees the funnel of smoke in the distance.
No! Kiara! Zazu, fly ahead! Find her!
Lionesses follow their leader as zebras back away from the fiery heat. Kiara runs for her life, but she's trapped behind the wall of flames below. She looks back in terror. Gasping for breath, her head drooping, she looks around her helplessly. In a gap in the fire, she spots a pointed rock. Dodging the flames, she leaps at full stretch and digs her claws into the top of the rock. Her claws lose their grip. She starts to slide, her legs dangling, her eyes wide with terror. With a mighty shove, she propels herself up on top of the rock and collapses. From out of the fiery darkness, a pair of yellow eyes appears. Kiara turns her head and looks up at the stern face of Kovu. Too exhausted to react, she lets her head drop back. Kovu comes towards her, raises her head with his front paw. He considers her face, then picks her up, throwing her near lifeless body onto his back. He leaps from rock to rock past burning trees. A branch falls across his path. He sidesteps it, loses his balance, and both he and Kiara tumble down the side of a rock face into the river below. As Kiara starts to sink, he pulls her out of the water and starts to swim to the shore with her. Zazu, arriving onto the scene, spots them in the river below.
I must tell Simba!
And off he flies as Kovu reaches the riverbank, dragging Kiara onto dry land.
You're safe in the Pride Lands.
The Pride Lands? No! Why'd you bring me here? Who do you think you are?
I think I'm the one that just saved your life.
Look, I had everything under control.
Not from where I'm standing.
Then move downwind.
She starts to walk away. Kovu blocks her way. She sidesteps him. He blocks her again. She moves to the side. She keeps him in her gaze.
What are you doing?
Kiara remembers.
Kovu?
Kovu smiles.
Kiara!
Simba and Nala appear.
Kiara, you're all right.
Father, how could you break your promise?
It's a good thing I did. I almost lost you. No more hunts for you, not ever.
But I was doing just fine, even before Kovu.
Kovu?
Simba!
Zaziki?
Hey! You! How dare you save the king's daughter!
You saved her? Why?
I humbly ask to join your pride.
No! You were banished with the other outsiders.
I have left the outsiders. I am a rogue. Judge me now for who I am. Or am I to be blamed for a crime I didn't commit?
Simba turns away, pacing, not knowing what to say.
Simba, you owe him your daughter's life.
Zazu.
Yes, sire. Clearly we are in his debt. And royal protocol demands that all debts be paid. Though in this case, you might want to make an exception.
Simba eyes Kovu doubtfully. Haughtily, the young male returns his look.
My father's law will prevail. For now, I reserve judgment. We'll see who you really are.
Simba walks away. Kovu smiles. Kiara beams back.
riffraff.
Zazu is not convinced. Kovu follows Simba with a glint in his eye and an evil smile. Back to Pride Rock. The lionesses pick their way up to their rocky home and into their cave. Simba turns to see Kovu standing at the mouth of the cave. He trots over to the younger male, showing his teeth. Kovu makes a face as Simba goes on into the cave. Kovu pads off in another direction. As she comes up onto the ledge, Kiara sees him walking towards a solitary rock and lying down there. She moves towards him with a friendly smile.
Hey. Thanks for saving me today.
What kind of hunter are you anyway, princess? You almost got yourself killed out there.
What?
You wouldn't last 3 days on your own.
Oh, and I suppose you could teach me?
Oh, yeah.
Kiara!
Coming!
She skips in front of Kovu and blocks his way.
All right. Impress me. We start at dawn.
Smoothly, she walks away. He smiles to himself.
I look forward to it.
On a rock below him, Zira and her scrawny son, Nuka.
Did you see that? He let her go! If that were me...
Hush! The fire rescue worked perfectly and Simba fell for it. Now, the closer Kovu gets to the daughter, the closer he gets to Simba. And once he has Simba alone...
She smashes a tree branch with her deadly claw. It's a starry night, but Simba's face as he dreams is racked with pain as he sees his father losing his grip on a rock.
Simba! Simba! Help me!
Father!
The dark shape of Scar above him. Simba tries to grasp Mufasa's paw.
No! Dad! Just a little farther!
The evil lion digs his claws into Simba's arm.
Gotcha!
Mufasa falls to his death.
Scar.
Simba looks up at his enemy, but it's not Scar.
Kovu?
The grinning Kovu pushes Simba off the rock, and he hurtles to the ground like his father. Simba wakes from his nightmare, his eyes full of fear. He looks out at the clear night and Nala sleeping peacefully, and settles back to sleep. The sun shines its morning light on the tip of Pride Rock. Simba pads out of his cave, stretches his front legs, shakes his mane, and sets off for an early morning walk across the plain. Unaware that Kovu is watching from behind a nearby rock, Kovu bares his teeth, narrowing his yellow and green eyes, his black claws pawing the ground as he prepares to attack.
Good morning! I'm ready for my first lesson. Surprised you, huh?
He looks out at the plain. Simba has gone.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
Taken by surprise, Kovu realizes he's lost his chance. He growls to himself and pads off after Kiara. It's full daylight on the plain. There's movement in the grass. Kovu sits waiting, drumming his paws and flicking his tail. Kiara somersaults over his head.
You could hear me, huh?
Only a lot. You're still breathing too hard. Relax. Feel the earth under your paws so it doesn't shift and make noise.
Birds swoop over a hilltop.
Shh. Watch the master and learn.
He crouches down and bounds onto the hill, diving in for the kill.
Don't eat me, please. I never really met your tyrant. I mean, Scar. Scar, oh, heck of a guy. A little moody, but...
Timon, what are you doing here?
Kiara, thank goodness. Oh, hey, for once, we're not following you. This just happens to be the best smorgasbord in the Pride Lands. Bugs everywhere. But you don't call for a reservation and... Yeesh. Get out of here, you scavengers! Come on! Shoo! Shoo!
A bird pokes Timon in the nose. The nose swells up. Pumbaa charges a flock of the birds, downhill and back uphill. Kiara giggles.
Oh, Timon, I'm getting tired. I gotta lose some pounds.
Timon shoots the flock from Pumbaa's head.
Hey, maybe he could help, do you think?
Shoo! Oh, yeah, there's an idea. Right, let the vicious outsider... Hey, wait! I have an idea. What if he helps?
What?
You want to lend a voice? Huh? Roar! Work with me!
Huh?
Like this.
Kiara's roar scatters the birds.
Woo-hoo! Come on, do it again, do it again!
Kovu roars.
Yeehaw!
Why are we doing this? What's the point of this training?
Training? This is just for fun.
Kiara and Kovu run side by side.
Fun?
You gotta get out more often.
Fun! Yeehaw!
Timon is hanging onto one bird as it soars into the sky. Pumbaa catches him as he falls. Kovu's frown turns into a childlike grin. The four of them come to a grinding halt. The birds have found their own army, a line of rhinos. The birds stick out their tongues. The four kick up dust as they skedaddle away, the earth trembling under the heavy hooves of the charging rhinos. Kiara and friends round the corner of a cave. The rhinos thunder after them and right past their hiding place.
What a blast!
Oh, sorry.
You're okay, kid.
Hey.
You're okay.
In the confusion, Kiara kisses Kovu. They giggle at each other.
Sorry.
And hop out of their hiding place.
Hey, are you two coming or what?
Still giggling, they pad off together. And later, they're lying under the stars side by side.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
What?
It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, look. There's one that looks like a baby rabbit. See the fluffy tail?
Yeah. Hey, there's one that looks like two lions killing each other for a scrap of meat. I've never done this before.
Really? My father and I used to do this all the time. He says all the great kings of the past are up there.
Do you think Scar's up there?
Kiara looks across at Kovu's suddenly anxious face. He gets up and goes to sit by himself.
He wasn't my father, but he was still part of me.
Kiara goes over to him.
My father said there was a darkness in Scar that he couldn't escape.
Maybe there's a darkness in me, too.
Kiara nuzzles her face under Kovu's chin, and they sit cheek to cheek. Looking down at them from the top of a hill is Simba.
Father, I am lost. Kovu is one of them, Scar's heir. How can I accept him?
Simba?
Nala sits next to him.
I was seeking counsel from the great kings.
Did they help?
Silent as stars. My father would never...
Oh, my Simba. You want so much to walk the path expected of you. Perhaps Kovu does not.
What? How do you know?
I can see them down there just as easily as you can. Get to know him and see.
With a wise smile, she leaves him, still looking very unsure. He turns and walks away. Below, Kiara and Kovu haven't moved.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Kovu sits by himself.
Kovu.
It's just that my whole life, I've been trained to... nothing. I gotta go.
Kovu, wait.
He stops in his tracks, head bowed. Kiara looks at him pleadingly. He turns to go.
And where are you going?
Nowhere.
Ha! That's what you think.
Rafiki dives back underground.
Who is that?
Friend of the family.
Rafiki's on Kovu's back.
Come on, you follow on Rafiki. He knows the way.
He tugs Kovu's tail and skips away.
The way to where?
You follow. You see.
Rafiki.
Hurry now.
flies through the air holding a rope.
Kovu, come on!
Kiara and Kovu run off after the swinging monkey.
Where's he taking us?
In front of them, a waterfall.
Place in your heart. Called Yupeli.
Hovering above them, he touches their heads. They kiss in front of the waterfall. A red heart spins through the sky. The lion couple sit on a heart-shaped leaf at the top of the waterfall, steered by Rafiki.
There's a place where the crazy moon makes the monkey sing and the baboon swoon and the sultry scent of the lotus bloom will carry you away. While the hippos swing from the jungle vines and the rhino rumba in a conga line, all the pink flamingos are intertwined as the stars come out to play. In Yupeli, where the passion fruit grows sweet, and it's so divine that you lose your mind as it sweeps you off your feet. In Yupeli, without a worry or a care, it just takes two to make it true. Your heart will lead you there.
Where is it?
In Yupeli. No place you don't take with you.
In Yupeli.
You better watch your step, cause the path is steep. Better hold your breath, cause the water's deep. It's a long way down over lover's leap, but falling's half the fun. In Yupeli, the way the passion fruit grows sweet, and it's so divine that you lose your mind as it sweeps you off your feet. In Yupeli, without a worry or a care, it just takes two to make it true. Your heart will take you there. You can beat the bush like there's no tomorrow. From Tanganyika to Kilimanjaro, but you'll find Yupeli wherever you are. Oh, underneath the sun.
Yupeli, it means love, doesn't it?
Welcome to Yupeli. Yupeli, the way the passion fruit grows sweet, and it's so divine that you lose your mind as it sweeps you off your feet. Yupeli. To make it true, your heart will take you there.
The young lions are carried through the air by a heart-shaped lilac leaf balloon. Around them, a flock of heart-shaped lilac balloons carrying other animal couples turn into stars, twinkling up in the sky. Kiara and Kovu, side by side, walk back home to Pride Rock.
In Yupeli, in Yupeli.
At the entrance to the cave, they nuzzle each other.
Good night.
Good night.
They both remember that Kovu has to sleep outside the cave. She goes one way, he the other. She looks at him through the darkness and gives a big, happy sigh. As she goes inside, Simba, standing in the shadows, watches as Kovu settles himself by his lonely rock. Cocking his head to one side, he looks at Kovu, looks back towards the cave, and slowly, a gentle smile crosses his face.
It's kind of cold tonight, huh? Come on in.
Simba turns to go. Gratefully, Kovu follows him. Watching from far off is Vitani.
Get him. What are you waiting for? Kovu, get him!
Kovu walks a few paces behind Simba. Vitani runs off to Zira.
You're sure?
Affirmative. I saw it with my own eyes.
No. Kovu cannot betray us.
It's a red sky morning. An anxious-looking Kovu comes out of the cave.
Okay, I have to tell her today. Oh, where do I start? Kiara, Zira had a plot, and I was part of it, but I don't want to be, because it's because I love you. Oh, she'll never believe me, but I gotta try. Kiara, I need to talk to you.
Kiara, I don't want you talking with him. I want to talk with him.
Kiara's worried face breaks into a smile. Simba, smiling back, winks at her. The two males walk out of the cave side by side, watched by happy-looking Kiara. Down below, the two lions are walking across a barren wasteland.
Scar couldn't let go of his hate, and in the end, it destroyed him.
I've never heard the story of Scar that way. He truly was a killer.
Simba looks at the dead trees around them.
Fire is a killer. Sometimes what's left behind can grow better than the generation before.
In his paw print, a small green shoot.
If given the chance.
The two lions look up in alarm. From out of the mist, hunched, scrawny gray lionesses with narrowed white eyes come towards them.
Why, Simba.
Zira.
What are you doing out here and so alone?
They're surrounded by a ring of lions.
Well done, Kovu. Just like we always plan.
You!
No! I didn't have anything to do with this!
Attack!
Luca leaps at Simba, who swipes him away, but another cat jumps on his back and another on his front. Kovu dives to the rescue, but is thrown to one side, hitting his head on the rock. Simba topples over the edge of a ravine, shedding his attackers, but he lands with a thump.
Yes! We've got him!
They go after the winded Simba.
Remember your training as a unit!
Simba takes flight. Vitani clings to him. He throws her off and looks up at the steep wall of the ravine. With the murderous lionesses on his heels, he climbs up the wooden slats of an old dam, sending timbers crashing down. The enemy below, high above him, is Kovu.
Get him, Kovu! Get him! Wait, now!
Kovu leaps away.
Oh, for you, mother!
Nuka, at full stretch, climbs up the fallen logs.
Mother, are you watching?
I'm doing it for you, and I'm doing it for me.
He grabs hold of Simba's back leg.
This is my moment of glory.
He loses his grip and tumbles down. He's trapped as a jagged beam hurtles towards him. Simba escapes. Dust has settled in the gully. Kovu makes his way to the bottom looking for his brother. Zira pushes him to one side. He recoils. She can see Nuka is still breathing.
Nuka.
I'm sorry, Mother. I tried.
Shh. She strokes his face, his eyes close, and his head drops to one side.
Nuka.
His sister bends her head in sorrow. Back in Pride Land, Simba is walking home very slowly.
Father? Father! Zazu, get help!
Oh, yes, help! At once, of course!
Simba's wincing with pain as Kiara runs towards him.
Father.
Pumbaa and Timon arrive.
Simba, talk to me! What happened?
Kovu. Ambush.
He keels over.
No.
Timon picks up Simba's tail.
It's all right, buddy. We're here for you.
Pumbaa gets underneath the lion and they drag him home. In the outland, Zira mourns her son.
Scar, watch over my poor Nuka. You!
She runs on Kovu and slashes his face, giving him a red gash on his eye.
What have you done?
I didn't mean to. It wasn't my fault. I did nothing.
Exactly. And in doing so, you betrayed your pride. Betrayed Scar.
I want nothing more to do with him.
You cannot escape it. Nuka is dead because of you.
No.
You've killed your own brother.
No!
Kovu runs off.
Let him go. Simba has hurt me for the last time. Now he has corrupted Kovu. Listen to me. Simba is injured and weak. Now is the time to attack. We will take his entire kingdom by force.
Zira grins fiendishly at her snarling army of bloodthirsty lions sharpening their claws. On Pride Rock.
Daddy, it can't be true.
It's Kovu.
Leopards and giraffes turn their heads.
It's Kovu.
Kiara tries to move.
Kovu!
Simba stops her. Kovu, with anxious eyes, makes his way past the whispering flamingos.
Oh, why, Iota? Let me at him! Let me at him! Here, hold me back.
Okay!
Let me at him! Let me at him! Okay!
Pumbaa lets go.
I think you're missing the basic point here.
What's he doing?
Kovu is still climbing up towards the rock.
Why have you come back?
Simba, I had nothing to do with...
You don't belong here.
Please, I ask your forgiveness.
Daddy, please, listen to him.
Silence! When you first came here, you asked for judgment. And I pass it now. Exile!
No!
Kovu gulps helplessly as the animals voice their support. Elephants stamping, monkeys beating their fists, rhinos chanting. Lionesses block Kiara's way.
No! Kovu!
Simba is steely-eyed. Kovu looks around at the angry animals glaring at him.
Deception, disgrace. Evil as plain as the scar on his face.
Deception,
an outrage.
Disgrace,
for shame.
He asked for trouble the moment he came.
Deception, an outrage.
Disgrace,
for shame.
For trouble the moment.
Simba on the pointed rock watches as Kovu sprints away, pecked by pelicans, down towards a stream. His defeated face looks back up towards Simba on the rock. Banished by everyone except Kiara. Screws up his eyes in sorrow, looks down into the water and sees Scar's reflection. In horror, he runs on. Across the stream and up onto a hill. And onwards, alone.
He is not one of us.
Deception, disgrace.
Kiara bows her head.
Deception, disgrace.
Up in the sky, Mufasa watches the unhappy Kovu.
Deception.
On a hill, Rafiki looks on helplessly.
Ooh.
On the pointed rock.
Father, please reconsider.
You will not go anywhere without an escort from now on.
No, that's not!
He used you to get to me.
No! He loves me. For me.
Because you are my daughter. You will not leave Pride Rock. You will stay where I can keep an eye on you. Away from him.
You don't know him.
I know he's following in Scar's paw prints. And I must follow in my father's.
You will never be Mufasa!
Leaving Simba speechless, Kiara runs into her cave past her friends and lies down in a shaft of light. She looks up, realizes what that means, and the next moment, knocking a few rocks to one side, she comes out onto the other side of the ledge and makes her escape. Far away from Pride Rock, her face taut, she starts to sprint across the plain. Red sky behind her, she comes to a rock and stops. She jumps up onto the rock, sniffs the air, and leaps down to the stream. She sees her unhappy face reflected in the water, and on she goes to the foot of some cliffs. She peers inside a cave.
Kovu.
She comes back out, her shoulders hunched in disappointment. Later on, in the dead of night, she pads her way wearily through the grass. A dove flutters up in front of her and is joined by another dove, billing and cooing.
In a perfect world, one we've never known, we would never need to face the world alone. They can have the world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret
away.
In the burnt-out wasteland, Kovu is behind her.
I was so afraid. Now I realize love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes,
and if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel with you. They know love will find a way. Anywhere we go, we're home if we are there together.
Snuggling together under the dark sky and a full moon, a breeze above their heads blows the ash from under their feet, revealing fresh green grass and butterflies dancing round them. As they fly off, Kovu chases them. Kiara's face breaks into a smile, and she frolics off after him. They roll around on the grass. More nuzzling.
Hey, look. We are one.
Their reflection in the water shows them as one lion.
What? Let's get out of here. We'll run away together and start a pride all our own.
Kovu, we have to go back.
You're kidding, but we're finally together.
Our place is with our pride. If we run away, they'll be divided forever.
Kovu knows she's right. Zira leads her army of lionesses through the night, their faces grim and determined. They pad across the stream and up onto the bank, white teeth glinting, saliva dribbling from their jaws. Stealthily, they move towards the rising storm. At Pride Rock, rain lashes outside the cave. Timon and Pumbaa are inside.
I can't believe we lost her again. This is the 8,000th time. I thought you were gonna watch her.
Hey, you were gonna watch her.
I thought you were gonna watch her.
No, you were gonna watch her.
You were gonna watch her.
Watch this.
Oh, take that, you creepy warthog. Say it. Say it. Fat.
What are you doing?
Simba.
Good question. Let me ask you one.
Hypothetically.
Very hypothetical. There's this guy.
But he's not a lion.
No, no, he's not a lion. Definitely not a lion. And his daughter, say, vanished.
Kiara's gone?
Sire, the outsiders are on the attack, heading this way. It's war!
Zazu, find Kiara. We'll assemble the lionesses. Move, now!
Scattering vultures, the outsider lionesses move closer to the Pride Lands. From the other direction, Simba's lionesses with their king. Zebras rear up their heads and gallop away. Side by side, Kiara and Kovu sprint through the rain, bounding down towards the plain as the enemies come closer to each other. Gazelles and giraffes flee from the path of the snarling grey lionesses. Zira climbs a rock, her troops remaining on the ground around her. Buzzards circle above as the two sides face each other. Simba stands proud with his army. Timon and Pumbaa trot forward.
Na, 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 na.
It's over, Simba!
I have dreamed of nothing else for years.
Boy, does she need a hobby.
Last chance, Zira. Go home.
I am home.
Zira's orange eyes glint.
Attack!
The Grey Army roars. Simba roars. Both sides start to trot towards each other, getting faster and faster. Cat jumps upon cat, tearing each other's flesh. Zira from her rock.
Go for the eye!
Break his jaw!
Hit him low! Get them! Do what you must!
Kovu and Kiara stare with dismay at the slaughter in front of them. With a look at each other, they bound towards the battlefield. Sheltering from the fighting behind a rock...
What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do, Pumbaa. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's our motto.
I thought our motto was Hakuna Matata.
Pumbaa, stop living in the past. We need a new motto.
Yeehaw!
They run straight into the path of a pair of jagged lion fangs.
Like I said, let's get going!
And they shoot off into the distance. On a ledge above a waterfall, a lioness jumps across the water pursued by another above her.
Where's your pretty daughter, Nala?
Vitani!
The scrawny female pounces down onto Nala. Timon and Pumbaa run full pelt, straight into a wall of rock. Behind them, five snarling, dribbling cats. Pumbaa buries his nose in the ground, sticking his bottom in the air. Timon grits his teeth in blind terror, then pulls on Pumbaa's tail and releases a fart.
Don't anybody move! This thing's loaded. I'll let you have it!
The cats turn tail and are gone.
Talk about your winds of war.
Simba's being pushed back by the killer cats. Zira jumps down from her rock.
You're mine.
Simba's fighting them off left and right, but is thrown to one side. Now Zira paces in front of him. The two cats circle each other, Zira dribbling. She rears up like a dragon. Simba responds. They stretch their claws. Two lions spring between them.
Kiara?
Kiara's face is grim.
Kovu!
Move.
Stand aside.
Daddy, this has to stop.
Simba again is taken aback.
You're even weaker than I thought. Get out of the way!
You'll never hurt Kiara. Or Simba. Not while I'm here.
Zira gnashes her teeth.
Stay out of this.
A wise king once told me, we are one. I didn't understand him then. Now I do.
But they...
Them? Us. Look at them. They are us. What differences do you see?
Simba looks around at the lionesses staring at him. Zira's cat's behind her, Simba's behind him, forming a circle. A raindrop splashes off his nose. Bewildered, he looks at Kiara, who smiles at him warmly. His eyes smile back. Above them, the sky begins to clear. He looks up, then back to Kiara. They nuzzle each other.
Vitani, now!
No, mother. Kiara's right.
She joins Kovu.
Enough.
Three of Zira's cats look confused.
If you will not fight, then you will die as well.
The three cats cross over to Simba, followed by the rest.
Where are you going? Get back here!
Let it go, Zira. It's time to put the past behind us.
I'll never let it go!
Behind her, the dam begins to break.
This is for you, Scar.
She pounces and Kiara pounces on her.
Kiara!
They roll over the edge of the cliff and hurtle through the air.
Kiara!
On towards the base of the canyon. Simba follows them.
Kiara!
Over and over they tumble. Kiara tries to hang on with her claws. Below her, Zira is clinging onto the cliff wall.
Hold on, Kiara!
Nala looks up to see the river water crashing through the broken dam.
Simba! Simba, the river!
Simba, further down the canyon, leaps from rock to rock. Kiara's hanging on with one arm. Below her, Zira dangles above the swirling waters.
Zira, give me your paw!
Zira lashes at Kiara and slips further down the rock.
Zira, come on!
Zira's claws scratch lines on the rock as she slips down.
I'll help you.
Zira loses her grip and falls backwards into the water. The waves carry her away to oblivion. Kovu, watching from above, gives a deep sigh. Kiara looks down at the now quiet waters.
Kiara.
Daddy.
She hands him her paw.
I tried.
They clamber up the cliff.
Kiara.
To be reunited with Nala.
Wow, that was really brave! Yee-haw!
Kiara and Kovu embrace.
Kovu. Oh, Kiara.
Simba looks at them.
Kovu, I was wrong. You belong here.
Smiles all round.
Let's go home.
To Zira's cats.
All of us.
The sun rises over Pride Rock. All the lionesses assemble before Simba and Nala and Zaziki, the wise old monkey. His blue face smiling, he shakes his magic stick over Kovu and Kiara. Simba smiles, Kiara smiles. Nala smiles and nuzzles her husband. Kovu nuzzles Kiara. Then the young couple take their place next to their king.
I love moments like this!
Yeah.
Love! Not like! Love!
Timon and Pumbaa shed waterfalls of tears. Simba and Nala walk slowly through the circle of lions who bow down low as they pass. Kiara and Kovu follow as the two couples make their way up to the tip of Pride Rock. Simba gives a mighty roar. Now Kovu. Now all four. Below them, the lionesses roar their approval. Smiling with satisfaction, the four acknowledge their subjects, monkeys, elephants, and zebras. And from the blue sky above,
well done, my son.
The magic breeze dances around Simba's proud face, and old Rafiki, the wise monkey, smiles contentedly.
We are one.
The end. Audio description was written and presented by Veronica Hicks. Producer Peter Wickham. Studio engineer Rob Cooper. Director Daryl Rooney. Producer Janine Roussel. Co-director Rob DeLuca. Director of animation Stephen Trenberth. Screenplay by Flip Cobbler and Cindy Marcus. Additional written material by Jenny Wingfield, Linda Forhaes, Gregory Poirier, Bill Motz and Bob Roth. Mark McCorkle and Robert Schooley, Jonathan Cuba. With the voice talents of Matthew Broderick as Simba, Neve Campbell as Kiara, Andy Dick as Nuka, Robert Guillaume as Rafiki, James Earl Jones as Mufasa, Moira Kelly as Nala, Nathan Lane as Timon, Jason Marsden as Kovu, Suzanne Plachette as Zira, Ernie Sabella as Pumbaa. Voice casting and dialogue director Jamie Thomason. Score by Nick Glennie Smith. Supervising film editor Peter N. Lonsdale. Art director Fred Water. Executive in charge of production Sharon Morrill Rabinoff. Storyboard Ryan Anthony, William Austin, Holly Forsyth, Sharon Forward, Don McKinnon, Teresa Pettengill, David Prince, Deborah Pugh, Larry Skull, Marty Warner, Wendell Washer, Phil Weinstein. Storyboard supervisor Daniel Gips. Animation and timing directors Barbara Domishkin Case, Yangil Kim. Technical director Douglas Little. Character design Daniel Haskett, Caroline Hugh. Key layout design Wallace Williamson, Colette Van Mierlo, David Gardner. Prop design Marty Werner. Key background stylists Danilo De Assis, June Misu, Donna Prince. Storyboard revisions Jude Martin, Leonardo Pinero. Additional voice talents Lacey Chabot, Cam Clark, Jim Cummings, Ryan O'Donoghue, Edward Hibbert, Michelle Horn, Meredith Scott Lynn. Songs He Lives in You, lyrics and music by Marta Mancina, Ray Rifkin, and Lebo M. Arranged by Mark Mancina. Lead vocal performed by Lebo M. Vocal solos performed by Maxi Anderson, Max Nakobo, Kanyo Mafumalo, Kululie Sitole, Rose Stone. We Are One, music by Tom Snow, lyrics by Marty Panzer and Jack Feldman. Performed by Cam Clark, Charity Sanoy, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. My Lullaby, lyrics and music by Joss Whedon and Scott Warrender. Performed by Suzanne Plachette, Krista McCullish, and Andy Dick. Opendi, lyrics and music by Kevin Quinn and Randy Peterson. Performed by Robert Guillaume, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Liz Calloway and Jean Miller. One of Us, music by Tom Snow, lyrics by Jack Feldman. Performed by The Chorus. Love Will Find a Way, music by Tom Snow, lyrics by Jack Feldman. Performed by Liz Calloway and Jean Miller. Executive in charge of music, Bambi Moe. Songs arranged and produced by Nick Glennie-Smith and Tom Snow. Score conducted by Nick Glennie-Smith. Music mixer, Malcolm Luca. Supervising music editor, Laura Perlman. Orchestrations by Bruce Fowler, Yvonne S. Moriarty, Lad McIntosh, Elizabeth Finch, Walter E. Fowler. End title song, Love Will Find a Way, produced by Kenny Lattimore with Kembo Music Works and Kenny Learum for Inward Momentum. Performed by Heather Headley and Kenny Lattimore. Kenny Lattimore appears courtesy of Columbia Records. He Lives in You from the Walt Disney Records album, Rhythm of the Pride Lands. Walt Disney Animation Australia, animation production. Layout, layout supervisors, Alex Nicholas, John Hill. Layout artists, Josh Barry, Josarol de Guzman, Maribeth de la Cruz, Frank Wessing, Nick Pill, David Skinner, Weyland Tseng. Character animation, Simba, Luca, Nala. Supervising animator, Ian Harrowell. Kovu, supervising animator, Andrew Collins. Kiara, supervising animator, Leanne Hughes. Timon, Pumbaa, Zazu, Rafiki, supervising animator, Bob Baxter. Zira, Vitani, supervising animator, Kevin Peaty. Effects animation, supervising animator, Alex Stademan. Cleanup animation, cleanup supervisor, Janie Dunn. In between animation, in between supervisors, Debbie Cram, Amanda Earle. Tone supervisor, Damien Simper. Matt's tones artists, John Baker, Joel Hancock, Tina Burke, Alan Lamb, Brian Estanislao, Daniel Larkin. Backgrounds, background supervisor, Beverly McNamara. Production manager, Lucy D'Ambrosio. Avid editors, Margie Hoy, Peter Jennings. Digital and technical manager, Dan Forster. Technical director, Gary Page. CGI effects supervisor, Matt Jones. CGI effects animation, Sean Aspinall, Michael Evans. Systems manager, Martin Caden. Digital mat cutter, Greg Ferrugia. Digital camera operator, Joe Barreros. Color stylist, paint supervisor, Jenny North. Walt Disney Animation Canada Incorporated, Toronto Studio. Additional digital ink and paint. Toon City Incorporated, additional animation production. Los Angeles Digital Production, Manager, Digital Production, Karen Ferguson. Assistant Technical Director, Kimberly Rose. Supervisor, Digital Background Color Correction, Ernest Paver. Scanner, David DiMatteo. Post-Production, Associate Editor, Art Noda. Post-Production, Stephen Swafford. ADR Supervisor, Victor Garcia. Post-Production Coordinators, PJ Amanpour, Christopher Longo, Andrew Sorcini. Supervising Sound Editor, David E. Stone, MPSE. Supervising Dialogue, ADR Editor, Richard Corwin. Sound Editors, David Lewis Udale, MPSE. Warren Ray Hamilton, Jr., MPSE. Nicholas James, James Christopher, MPSE. Supervising Foley Editor, Vanessa Theme Ament, MPSE. First Assistant Sound Editor, Courtney Marvin. Foley Artists, Vanessa Theme Ament, MPSE. Greg Barbanel. Foley Mixer, Karen Rulo, CAS. Field Sound Effects Recording, Eric Potter. ADR Mixer, Lee Tinkham. ADR Engineers, Aria Bodiman, Juan Dieguez, Bill Horman, Carlos Sotolongo, Stephen Stepanich. Additional voice artists, Peter Renaday, Vanessa de la Rocha, Robin Frizzell, Lisa Long, Adrian Hampton, Seth Isler, Richard Sinclair, Joel Moffat. Re-recorded at Buena Vista Sound Studios. Title design, Susan Bradley, Brian King. Titles and opticals, Buena Vista Imaging. Digital Film Services, Digital Filmworks Incorporated. Color timing, Terry Claiborne. Telecine colorist, Skip Kimball. Negative cutting, Mary Beth Smith, Kevin Henry. Digital ink and paint software, Toon Boom Technologies. This film would not have been possible without the inspiration from the original motion picture and the work of its talented artists and animators. Cassette and compact disc available on Walt Disney Records. Copyright 1998, Disney Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Produced by Walt Disney Television Animation.